Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. Are you searching for answers beyond diet and exercise? Join us as Dr. Steph shares insightful tips you can use to feel better right now and valuable information about your health that you may not know. It's all served up with a healthy dose of smiles and laughter along the way. Now, here's Dr. Steph.
Hello, and welcome to the holiday edition of Making Shifts Happen. I just realized I don't have any holiday music to cue up. And I know you really don't want me to sing any holiday music. That would really spoil things for you. The name of today's show is Healthy Habits, Bah Humbug, Stress Buster Secrets, number 54. And I tell you what, this is pretty exciting. We've got a year's worth of radio blogs under our belt together. And I'd like to thank all of you who have hung in there with me for this long. I really appreciate it. And I'd like to talk to you a little bit about something that comes up every year, which is holiday stress. What causes it? What can you do to change it? Do you suffer from the holiday blahs? Do you just not feel like a part of it? Anyway, I started today with a quote. And it talks a little bit about, I'm responsible for what I say. I am not responsible for what you hear or for what you understand. This has been fascinating to me for a very long time, because people who are feeling hopeless and helpless really do want to put the responsibility for their happiness and invested in another person, so that that other person then becomes responsible for their feelings and emotions and those types of things. I also had a quote lined up for today: be the most dependable person that you can be. And I thought about that. Be the most dependable person that you know. And that's the author for that is unknown. And as we're in the midst of holiday season, I've even got a holiday party to go to tonight. I've had four holiday parties already and planned one of them, and it just requires a lot of extra work. So what do you do to keep the happy in your happy holidays, or the merry in your merry Christmas, or the happy in your happy Hanukkah, or whatever? What can you do? So one of the first questions I thought of is, do you plan to have so much fun and then you don't have any? A lot in these stress buster secrets about your nervous system, your thoughts, all of those types of things. However, I heard something the other day, and I've been sitting with that for quite a bit. It says, your reality does not create your beliefs. Your beliefs create your reality. And I recently finished up my guided imagery and meditation class that I taught for the local college. And one of the things that came out from people at the end was very interesting to me. The dynamic is, if I'm in control of my emotions and if I'm getting more and more mindful, why aren't things changing? And I found this really interesting. Why aren't things changing? And we have another question here in the blog for the radio show. If you made all these plans that this year was going to be different than last year, or that last year was going to be different than the year before, what happened? What derailed you from having a better year this year than you had the previous years? And as we come up on our New Year's resolutions and we seem to work them for a little while and then they begin to work us, what's down at the core of some of that? So let's talk a little bit about healthy habits. healthy habits are very good things for you to have to increase your stress resilience. And stress happens around the holidays. It just does. It could be just with increased demands on your schedule or having different opportunities to go different places with different people or whatever it is, but it can take you out of your normal daily routine. If you're going to two parties a night and you normally only go to one on the weekend, this takes you out of your normal everyday routine. And one of the things the nervous system, your nervous system, really likes to have happen is a routine. It really likes and depends on a routine. And so the days that you can't follow your normal routine, it's important that you follow the routine on the days that you can follow it. So if you're normally home and starting dinner by 5:30 or 6, but you've got two parties to go to that week, and you know you're not going to be home, several things are happening on multiple levels and multiple dimensions. First of all, you're out of your routine. Your nervous system is going, hey, wait, there's something going on here. And I'm not following my normal routine. So it starts to amp up a little bit of high sympathetic behavior and starts ramping itself into different places so that you have the energy to go to the parties, but you may not sleep as well at night because your routine or your day has been disrupted. And it takes a while for that extra adrenaline to kind of wear off and settle yourself down. So on a physical level, you're out of your routine. Your nervous system isn't happy because it doesn't know what really to expect. But also, if you haven't been present moment in the party aspect of it or in the family get-together aspect of it and you've projected stuff onto each event, I'm going to go to this party and I'm going to meet so-and-so and it's a good party and I'm going to have fun. But you get there and you're all out of sorts and you find yourself snapping at people and not really being happy. The joy is gone. You might have invested a lot in having a specific outcome from that party. And from the minute you walked in the door, if the party didn't match your expectations, you started feeling stressed. And when you start feeling that stress, it'll manifest in many different ways. Fatigue, hopelessness, tiredness, really not experiencing too much joy, even though you're at a party and you like the people that are there. So that extra adrenaline, those extra corticosteroids, might actually just be robbing you from the joy that you could have from attending the party because you put so many expectations on it and actually sent so much energy into the future until the party time actually arrives that you really are exhausted. And then you get to miss out on the things that would really bring you joy because it's not exactly how you had planned it to go. So there's disappointment, and that disappointment manifests itself in many different ways. And you may, again, find yourself snapping at people there or being angry or judging yourself or being hypercritical of everything that's going on instead of just enjoying it. The promises that you made yourself last year for a better year just didn't happen, and you're looking and reflecting over a whole year. Once again, that's an unrealistic dynamic because we are so used to focusing on our failures and what didn't work well that we don't always remember our successes and what did work well. So when we're reviewing the year, if we didn't reach a major goal, we may get hypercritical and very angry with ourselves and start really beating ourselves up because we did not realize that goal. However, if we take a different approach and say, how many steps did I actually accomplish toward reaching that goal? How many successes did I have in my plan, in my steps to achieve that goal? And you start really looking at it in different ways, You might have had a better year than you gave yourself credit for having simply because you took the negative self-talk and the criticism and the judgment as to whether or not you actually achieved your goal out of the equation, and you began looking at what you did accomplish. The same can be said for having a better time in the holidays. If you take judgment, the negative self-talk, the critical aspects out of what you're doing, you may find that this is one of your best holidays yet, and it's just going to get better. Another thing that tends to happen to people around the holidays is they are so tired and exhausted that they just stop doing everything. They either become sick, or they are just crave sleep and they can't get out of bed. And they say, oh, I was planning on doing this today, but I'm just not going to be able to get it done. And so they blow off the whole day. Instead of saying, what can I accomplish today? They make a blanket statement like, I'm so exhausted, I'm not going to get anything done. Remember, your nervous system does exactly what you ask it to do. So if you have been in a place of telling yourself, you can't do this, your nervous system is going to go, okay, all right, you want to be too tired for the party tonight? You want to suck all the joy out of it? I can do that. I know how to do that. As a matter of fact, that's my area of expertise. I can do that for you, and I can do that with one hand tied behind my back and both my eyes closed because I have so much practice in this. This is why you want to establish healthy habits. Build up some stress resilience long before you ever need it. Then it's there for you when you do need it. So I was talking with a friend not too long ago, and they said, I don't know what it is about the holidays. I just get so bummed out. And I said, okay, well, tell me a little bit more about it. Well, either I'm invited to too many parties or I'm invited to not enough parties. I thought, oh my gosh, she is setting herself up with a catch-22. If she has 10 parties to go to, that's too many parties, and she'll be bummed out. If she has 2 parties to attend, that's fewer than any other year that she's ever had, and she's going to be bummed out. She is really setting herself up to not have a very good holiday season. Very, very interesting. We all do this at different levels, and we all do it at very subconscious levels. So when I asked her about it, I said, well, how many parties is just the right number? And she looked at me and she said, oh my gosh, I don't know the perfect number. I just know that there's either too many or too few. So we talked a little bit more about that. And by the end of the discussion, she was feeling like however many parties she was invited to attend, however many, didn't matter. They were going to be the best parties, and that was going to be just the perfect number. Once we got the idea out of her brain that there were too many or too few, and we started building a brain that said, however many I'm asked to attend is just right. It's like the porridge is too hot, the porridge is too cold, the porridge is just right. This is fascinating how we can make ourselves feel bad about something that has absolutely no dynamic of it to make us feel bad. We're choosing that. So, we're coming up on a time for our Calm Moms free report commercial. I do have a glitch in it, and the audio is no longer available. So if you want to sign up for the Calm Moms free report, please wait a week. Give me a time to get this glitch worked out. I just found out about it, and thank you to one of my loyal listeners for letting me know. I really appreciate it. We're going to get the link worked on. We're going to get the Calm Moms free report available to you, and there's even a webinar that you can sign up to watch. And that might be a good thing to do sometime during this holiday season to remind yourself of all those healthy habits that you can start having right now. We'll be back in just a minute.
Stress is so common in our fast-paced society right now. we don't realize how much it depletes us and how much time and energy we spend just trying to get through our day. What if you knew ways to manage your stress and your energy so that you would have more energy at the end of every day? Did you know that with a little help and information on the Calm Moms free report, you can begin relieving your stress? Start feeling more peaceful right away. Get your life back on track and become more efficient with your time and time management. Relieve pain. And this is important for moms and their children. Have fewer doctor visits and suffer less from illness. You can sign up for this Calm Moms free report on www.makingshiftshappen.com/calm-moms-free-report. Go to Making Shifts Happen right now and register for this life-changing free report. Remember, this life-enhancing report is absolutely free. And as a special bonus, if you act right now, you'll be sent an audio of the main tips to remind you of how to be peaceful and calm. This Calm Moms free report in audio is a limited time offer, so act right now to get your special bonus.
And we're back. Okay, so right before the break, I was talking about someone who just felt like no matter what, the parties were too many or the parties were too few. She was reacting to a belief that she had that there was a just right number. So let's come back into some of the things that you can do to manage your holiday stress. So you have many options. You can think creatively and then receive the results. Now, what does receive the results mean? Well, thinking creatively might be, how can I come at this with a different perspective? How can I change my perspective and my perception? Remember, stress is the result of three perceptions: your perception of the stressor, your perception of your coping skills, and your perception of the difference between the two. So as you look at some of your holiday stressors and some of your ingrained beliefs that you're not even aware you have until you get quiet enough to realize what you're thinking and some of the things that you're doing to yourself, you can actually respond. So instead of saying, oh, no matter what I do, there's just too many parties or there's just too few parties, come back in and change your perception. How many is too many? How many is too few? If you are the only one responsible for what your actions, reactions, emotions, feelings, and thoughts are, what can you do to change those? Well, remember, if you are in fight or flight, peace and goodwill simply are not possible. The emotion associated with sympathetic fight or flight is fear, and the emotion associated with more parasympathetic relaxation response is love. And you cannot be in fear and love at the same time. So you cannot be in fight or flight, judgment, conclusion, unhappiness, and peace and goodwill at the same time. And remember, when you're in that fight or flight, there's just no one home to get the benefit. So what would it take for you to be home? Then let's talk a little bit about joy and goodwill taking a vacation. Well, joy and goodwill can fight or flight. And if you stay in that state of being for long enough, it gets harder and harder and harder to have them come back in. If you're staying highly stressed, highly stressed, highly stressed, joy and goodwill don't have a place. They cannot be operating in the same system that's operating in fight, flight, or freeze. Then the next big question, do you dread the family get-togethers? Oh my gosh. Talk about a lot of stress being hardwired into your nervous system, because family get-togethers tend to follow a script. You could, yeah, let's use that word. Let's use that word script. Sometimes before you get together, for the most part, you have been operating in stress for a while. If your family has tensions and family drama and trauma, it's almost as if you pull out the script and start studying the part you're supposed to play before you get there. People have told you, you always do this, and the family can expect you to be this way. And then you think of Aunt Sue or Uncle John or whatever, and you ask them to come in and you write them into the script based on all of the past experiences. And then you're saying, I don't really want to be around my family. We have all of these negative things and nobody's really happy. We all sit at the dinner table and glare at each other because we've been fighting off and on all day. The kids are tired. I just want to go home, put my feet up, and be done with Christmas. I want it to be over. Well, isn't that interesting that you have everybody scripted out and there's very little possibility for change. For instance, the family, the black sheep of the family, will usually remain the black sheep of the family. And everybody taking pot shots at the black sheep of the family, hoping no one will notice that they have their own little secrets that they're hiding. So they direct the influence and the spectrum of the family onto the black sheep. Or you have someone who is never quite dependable. That's why I open the quote with, be the most dependable person you know. For years in my own life, in my own family life, I was late. I had problems being on time. I had problems making things work well. I was very stressed. And it took a while before I ended that behavior. Now, my family still sees me through the perspective of being late. So they don't get to see when I'm on time because they scripted me into the place where I am late. So, especially with family, you have a lot of history, and people bring up that history and ask you to relive it for them so that they feel comfortable in their role, in their perspective, and they don't have to change. And we've talked about the elements of drama before, and let's just understand that drama will increase as stress increases. It's a fact of life, I think, pretty much. So then family get-togethers can be a source of great fun, especially if you haven't seen somebody for a while, or they can be a source of great dread. It is up to you. You can choose what the holiday get-togethers and the family get-togethers will be for you. Regardless of what happens outside of you, you get to choose what happens for you. Did you find that your ho-ho-ho has got up and went? I kind of laughed at this one as it came into my brain to put into today's show. Especially around the holidays, if you're not doing your healthy habits and your nervous system doesn't have its regular routine to fall back on and use as a touchstone for how it can come into a different place with you, that's an interesting dynamic. So everyone does respond to stress, and if you find your ho-ho-ho has got up and went, everyone can respond with these ways. Stop putting additional activities into an already overcrowded schedule. It's okay to say a guilt-free no. Family issues always come to the surface, especially when the family gets together. Recognize the family pattern and just notice them as patterns, witness them as patterns, and avoid taking things personally. Set an intention to be calm and peaceful. Some of these things you can do, again, the four self-healing skills. Belly breathe, drink enough water. Be aware, come into the present moment. And you might find that your holidays are dramatically improved from what you thought they would be. So I found a quote from Bruce Lipton, and he's got the Star Wars theme in the back of the quote. You know, the new Star Wars movie is coming out, so let's imagine lightsabers and Darth Vader and the breathing. And Bruce says, epigenetics, you have the power over your health and well-being. You are in control of your cells and of your genes. Your thoughts and environment can heal you from the inside out. So what if you entered into a family gathering with an intention of finding something that was going to be healing and healthy for you and the whole entire family? Because you have the power over your health. You have the authority over your thoughts. You have the ability to change and manage things differently so that you're not living a stress-filled holiday, but you're actually living a stress-free holiday. So what tool can you use every day? One that I would hate to live without. I'm going to come into something that might be a little bit more different. I'm going to use humor. I'm going to laugh. I'm going to walk into family gatherings and say, how serious is this? I'm going to change my meanings. When I've decided something simply isn't going to work for me, I can change my meaning, and I do have that ability. What am I going to do for fun? I'm going to spend Christmas with my family. I'm going to have a great time. I'm going to enjoy myself, and I'm going to start the new year renewed and refreshed instead of exhausted and frazzled. I hope all of you have a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday Season, and the best to you and yours. Until the week after next, I hope you have a great time. We will miss next week's show. It is Christmas. Have a great evening. Bye for now.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. To learn more or to reach out to Dr. Steph, please visit makingshiftshappen.com and join us again next time.